Mishlches, once Yom Kippur morning had arrived, so the Mishnah is continuing chronologically in the exact order of how things would happen. The first performance, the first service which the Kohen Gadol would do during that day was Trumas Hadeshen, which was actually done every day. That is clearing some ash off of the Mizbeach onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. He wouldn't clear off all of the ashes, he would take some ashes from the top of the Mizbeach and place it onto the ramp. So b'chol yom, on every day, on a regular day, terminus hamizbeach, a particular kohen would perform trumas hadeshen, b'kriyas hagever, at around the time that the man would call out. This is referring to the person whose job it was to wake all of the kohanim up. So he would call out to everybody to wake up at dawn. Aysamuchloi, or near to the time of dawn, ben fonov ben achrov, whether just before dawn, whether just afterwards, at around the time of dawn, it didn't have to be exactly at dawn, but around about that time, that is when the Trumas Hadeshen had to be done in a regular day. But b'yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur mechatzos, it was done already at midnight, and the reason we're going to explain is that since the Kohen Gadol was fasting, and he was going to perform all of the services the entire day, he would get very weak and tired. So it was better that they would spread out the services a bit more, and so he would perform Trumas Hadeshen earlier on in the middle of the night, so that by the time the morning had arrived, he would have regained his strength to perform the rest of the services of Yom Kippur. Now continues the Mishnah, Varovar Golem, and on the Shalosh Golem, on a Yom Tov, Me'ashmiro HaRishayna, the Kohen who would do the Trumas Hadeshen would do it at the end of the first watch. The night is split into three parts, based on the fact that Malachim sing to Hashem during the night, and it's split into three different parts. So at the end of the first third of the night, the end of the first part of the night, that is when they would do the Trumas Hadeshen on the Shalosh Golem, so that was even before midnight. Reason being that since pretty much all of Klal Yisrael would come out to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, many, many korbanos were brought, and so the ashes on the Beis HaMikdash would be a very large pile. And so they would remove part of these ashes already at the beginning of the night. It would take a longer time to do so, and therefore they would start earlier. And the calling of the man waking everybody up wouldn't arrive, people wouldn't hear that at Shehoisa Azor Meleom Yisrael, until the courtyard was already full of Jews. Since there were so many people, even before dawn, the courtyard of the Samitash was already full of people waiting to bring their korbanos, and so also because of this, they wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshen as early as possible, so they would be ready to bring all of the korbanos from the earliest time possible on Yom Tov.